listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kHz, that's 217 metres medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Oh my lordy lord, did you have a good Christmas yesterday? I do hope so. Here to calm you down just a little bit, taking us till 10 o'clock, the Boxing Day 80s party with yours truly, Hammy Hamster, taking you back to the 80s. Oh, do you remember this from the test cards? Oh, I got hot out of these. Oh, what was going on? Oh, $40 million. Heaven's Gate took a dive after its Thanksgiving premiere. Despite a recession, auction prices started to soar, lighting the way. A Tiffany lamp sold for $360,000. Tampons caused toxic shock syndrome, resulting in 42 deaths. Enough, enough, enough. Depressing, depressing. Right, you ready for the competition? You know, same way as it worked on the 70s party, if you were with us, I'm going to play you some 10 themes. You pick them all out, let us all know, let us know what they are before the end of the radio show, tell you how to get in touch with us between now and then, and you never know, you could win a sticker or two, or at least, very least, what could you wind up with? Oh, I don't know, mention on the wireless, why not?
Baby plays, you've got the cutest little baby.
Not good, sir. Anyone seen me lighter?
On MAR, you're listening to The Hammy Hamster Show.
There we are then. Yes, got any ideas? We'll be playing them throughout the next 90 minutes or thereabouts. So don't worry if you miss one or two of them. Kicking off with 1980, where best place to start in the 80s. This is Ottoman and D-I-S-C-O.
Hey, precious, complicated.
To earn and D-I-S-C-O. What else was going on? Oh, the Rubik's Cube, the product of a Hungarian inventor, tormented puzzlers trying to find the correct variation out of 43.2 quintillion possibilities. Dialects were Mel Streep's signature. Her New York wine in Kramer versus Kramer won her an Oscar. President Carter announces punitive measures are and embargoes against the USSR in the retaliation for the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And Mount St. Helens in Washington State erupts in a violent blast estimated to be 500 times more powerful than the Hiroshima atomic bomb. Hurricane Allen claims 28 U.S. lives, over 200 in the Caribbean. Ronald Reagan is elected on to be the 40th U.S. president. Enough. I'm running late already. Enough. What's going on?
My head is in a spin. My feet don't touch the ground. Because you're near to me, my head goes round and round. My knees are shaking, baby. My heart, it beats like a drum. It feels like I'm in love. Ain't been this way before, but I know I'm turned on.
rapidly heading onwards to 1981. Washington Post reporter Janet Cook's story about an 8-year-old heroin addict won Pulitzer Prize. Alas, she faked it. Oh well. Such is life. California's Dilemma. Well, the medfly attached on the crops worse than the insecticide could eradicate it. The first mammals cloned ever. Sad this, isn't it? 3 mice. It doesn't say whether or not they were blind, but what the heck. Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark. A homage to the 30s serials played by the a character that would go on to find a new cliffs to hang from in 1984 and again in 89. Yeah, well, we're doing the 80s, ain't we? We're not even going to talk about today. The way it was, Walter Cronkite signed off after 19 years as CBS News anchor. Joystick Mania was led by Pac-Man, who earned nearly $1 million a quarter at a time in a nation suddenly hip-deep in video arcades. Oh, yeah. Tuffet and the Lion Sleeps Tonight. Oh, yes, indeedy. Wow. Millions of viewers tune into the US TV soap opera Dallas to learn who shot the lead character, J.R. Ewing. The Who Shot J.R. event was a national event. I know, with the videotape, I remember the videotape arriving in London Heathrow. Surrounded by God knows how much security. It wasn't allowed anywhere near a VCR machine, as they were called back in those days. just in case somebody within the BBC actually watched the thing and leaked it. Oh, sadly, oh goodness gracious. Anyway, who the heck are we? We're Merseyland Alternative Radio. My name is Hammy Hamster. Yes, you can get in touch with us, mar@rock.com. Jackie, I hope you heard that very clearly. mar@rock.com. Text us, 07504-464-678. That's 07504-464-678. www.mar.b.uk is our major streams. Yes, you could also get in touch with us at MAR Pirates, that's on Facebook, or Merseyland Radio, and that's where we could tweet us should you so desire. Yes, you know our frequencies by now, I should do 1386 or 1314 kilohertz. Yes, let us know if we're not getting through to you, and we'll send our galley out. We'll send one of our engineers out, you know what we mean. It's a matter of it's snowing, he can go out with his hammer and whack it one, can't he? He likes doing that sort of thing. Oh my lordy lord, goodness gracious me, time flies when you're having fun. compressing an entire decade into 90 minutes. When you're doing the research for this thing, it looks like it's going to be a doddle to make it all work. Now, from previous work on other stations and things, I know that I can get away with an average 3-minute record, right? So I play three records, a chatty bit, yeah, and I'll get away with 10 minutes for each year kind of thing, right? So, but we're running early. Don't ask me complicated questions. I have no idea. 1983, a record 122 million viewers tuned in to watch the surgeons and the nurses of the 4077 smash, which actually lasted longer than the Korean War itself, which is what it depicted, was demobilized in a teary farewell episode. What child could resist the Cabbage Patch child? Kid? Thing? What's it? Me. National Lampoon's Vacation hit theatres and spawned two sequels in the 80s, 85's European Vacation and in 89, Christmas Vacation, three 80s classics. Meryl Streep stepped up into a trailer trash twang for the anti-nuclear thriller Silkwood, in which a star shines brightly too. Terrifying Parade, June 12th, in 1982, a so-called parade is marching against nuclear weapons. Police have tried to stop this madness, but they just can't seem to do it. Okay. Trying to play some of the classics from the decade as well. This is Men at Work, Down Under.
Traveling in a fighter combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I'm bred from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. Sandwich, and he said, I come from a land down under, where Peter's flow and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
scary from my point of view doing this radio show. Because, how should we put this? I was still in school when this lot was happening. He reads the next bit. Argentina invades the Falkland Isles. Britain sends some troops. Yes, I know. Most of the fairly good, posh, sort of like seagoing ships and stuff. Doesn't matter if they're supposed to take fair paying passengers, so that you're coming too. Oh, yes, indeedy. Oh, blimey. Oh, yes. Turn them into troop ships. Why the heck not? Right, Princess Grace of Monaco dies in a car crash, basically. First official heart is implanted into Barney Clark, 61. Ingrid Bird dies. Henry from Satchel Paige, who? Jack Webb and Dudley Moore stars in Arthur. Misspelt, according to this. And Cats opens on Broadway. A mysterious disease reported that kills 40% of its victims. AIDS. Yes, well, we're just about getting our head around that one. Right, Karen, it is Christmas after all. Come on. Can't. The hangover should be done and dusty now. God, I want to see the wobbly bit of the peninsula down there on the Mersey Estuary. Wobbling just a little bit. Don't break the transmitter. Yeah. The sexiest midnight runners, come on, Eileen. Yes, don't get dirty on me, please. No, don't, sir. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kilohertz or on 1314 kilohertz. Oh, yes. You can get in touch with us on Facebook, and we are MAR Pirates, or you can tweet us on Merseyland Radio. What else can you do? You can email us at mar@rock.com. Text us 07504464678. That's 07504464678. And you can find us on the streams www.mar.me.uk. And you'll find the various streams down there on the right hand side. Right, now. You want to be involved in the competition? Just know how to get in touch. So, have a listen, see if you can work out this little otter.
I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car.
Some walk by night, some fly by day. Nothing could change.
Down in the middle of the window screen, in the middle of the field, from the lightning tree. This lily's all torn. It was born, for the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me.
All right, then, got any ideas? Oh, we'll tell you just before the end of the radio show what they all are. That's all the rest of it. Yes, this time round, I didn't release them to anybody else this time round. So no cheating will be permitted this year. This particular one, anyway. All right. 1984, newly crowned Miss America Vanessa Williams stumbled from her throne when Penty House published a series of racy nudes for which she had posed before winning the title. New findings spurred new laws curbing smoking to protect those who didn't smoke. Dinosaurs staged a comeback, at least on T-shirts, school bags, etc. Police Academy debuted with five trigger-happy class reunions to follow. AT&T ended an eight-year antitrust suit by splitting itself into seven regional companies. What else we got? Korean Airlines flight 007 is shut down by the Soviet missile. 279 killed. U.S. And Caribbean troops invade Grenada. Polygamy. I'll read that one and I'll work it out. I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, Christmas tree, how joyfully you light up our lives at Christmas time.
M-A-R.
Somewhere in Well, she was selling pineapple, playing ukulele. And when I went to the girl, come on and teach me to sway, she looked and whispered to me, yes, come tonight to the bay. The lovely beach in the sky, the moon of Kauai, around Calypso Sarong, we'll all be singing the song. I got a do, 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 push pineapple, shake the tree. I got do, 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 push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing with a hula melody. I got do, 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 push pineapple, shake the tree.
Myself are now engaged to be married. God help us all. Now what was that polygamy? Arizona man had 105. What? I think I'm going to have enough hassles. It was, let alone 105. Oh my lord. Reagan prepossesses the Star Wars plan. Oh yes indeedy. What else have we got? In Challenger mission, Navy Captain Bruce McCardless and Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Stewart become the first humans to fly free on a spacecraft. Well, bearing in mind the US built the thing, I would have thought it's probably safer. Yes, you know what the Americans are like. Yes, if it's going to break, it will do. The Soviet Union boycotts the Los Angeles Summer Olympics, capitalizing on a strong economic recovery. Republican President Ronald Reagan won a landslide victory over the Democratic candidate, former Vice President Walter Mondale. What else we got? Bernie Gossett shoots four youths on the subway. Yeah, who he claims were tried to rob him. Hit songs Ghostbusters, Uptown Girl, Discovery becomes the third space shuttle. And that's it for 1984. And 1985 coming right up after U2 played In the Name of Love.
In the name of love,
1985, we've arrived halfway through the decade. If it ain't broke, why fix it? When sales of the sweet and new Coke fell flat among the fans of the old formula, the real thing was quickly resurrected under the new name of Classic Coke. Ringling Brothers found itself on the horn of a dilemma when the circus tried to pass off a goat as a unicorn. Back to the Future starring Michael J. Fox was released with critical acclaim. The Back to the Future trilogy, with all three movies filmed at the same time, and remains the iconic films of the 80s. After 113 years, Montgomery Ward's discontinued its mail order catalogue. I suppose they saw the future of mail order sales moving to the internet long before the rest of us. Unlike Hondas and Toyotas, the Transformers from Japan could be twisted from cars into robots and again, and they still worked. Meryl takes on yet another accent, this time Danish, while portraying an Isaac Dithen in Out of Africa, opposite Robert Redford, yet another nod from the Oscar Live Aid and a 17-hour rock concert broadcast worldwide from London and Philadelphia, raises $70 million for starving peoples of Africa. 8.1 magnitude earthquake hits Mexico City and results in an estimated 25,000 deaths. Right, enough. Good heart now, Fergal Sharkey.
Risk of getting
then going back to that Back to the Future story I was reading just now, it was just as well they did make them all at the same time, really. When was it? About 2-3 years ago now, wasn't it? Yes, when they had a minor fire down there. Yes, and all the original sets were basically ash now, I suppose you might say. Yes, yes, just as well. Mind you, what's his name? I forgot his name now. Where's his name? I've lost his name. It's here somewhere. Fix it now, then that one. Michael J. Fox, that's his name. Because he's not doing too spectacularly well at the minute, is he? I wish him all the best, yes. Not bad. Mind you, I still reckon Teen Wolf. Yes. Michael J. Fox doing a favourable impersonation of a fox. Not too bad at all, was it? Nah, not too bad at all.
Happy holidays, everybody!
Power of love. Oh, the main theme to Back to the Future Part 1. Oh, yes, indeedy. 1986, Halley's Comet made a pass for those lucky enough to be in the Chile area. It won't be around again until 2061. A 1931 Bugatti was had by a lucky bidder for $8.1 million. Phew, that was quite a bit of dough for a car. Terrorist strikes in Europe from Vienna to Rome prompted Americans to rethink their European vacation plans. Alien life form named Alf landed on NBC. Alf ate kitties. Excellent. The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum, was a yucky enough to hatch an offspring later in the 80s. Thanks to a built-in microchip, Teddy Ruxpin became the last one in the talking dolls market. Oh, God, here we go again. Meryl Streep starred in Heartburn with Jack Nicholas, where she tried sounding like a Jewish American princess. Big news headlines of 1986, the US officially observed Martin Luther King Day as a national holiday for the first time. The Space Shuttle Challenger explodes moments after liftoff, killing all six astronauts. Krista McClough, I think, a New Hampshire teacher being one. A major nuclear disaster occurs at a Chernobyl power plant near in the Soviet Union, and a Japanese video game maker, namely Nintendo, introduces its games to America. Nick Berry and Every Loser Wins. Just a tie up, 1986. Reagan halts trade with Libya, calls to Gaddafi Mabarian. What else we got? Des Hardner, James Cagney, Benny Goodman, and Cary Grant, Roger Clements, Boston, strikes out a record 20 in a row, Mike Tyson 20, knocks out Trevor Burbeck to become the youngest heavyweight champion of the world.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Quick, Rick, do the speech.
Hey, kids, stop smogging and pay attention to me. Because if you're a wild-eyed loner standing at the gates of oblivion, then hitch a ride with us, because we're on the last freedom moped out of nowhere city. And we haven't even told our parents what time we'll be back. So pull on your dancing trousers and get down to the total and utter king of rock and roll, Cliff Richard!
Got myself a crying. Talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a woman I am, that is why she satisfies my soul. I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Okay, guys, ready, Viz?
Completely ready when you are, Shaky!
Neil?
Does anybody know where the toilets are?
Mike? Does all this money really have to go to charity?
Yes, it does, Michael. Hi, Cliff, it's me.
Who are you?
Oh, great joke, Your Majesty.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
Living doll!
Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll.
Living doll!
I got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies
me.
So no big hunk and steal her away from me.
Get down!
Got myself crying, talking, sleeping,
hey, Cliff! I'm just inventing a great new sound!
Got to do my best to please her just cause she's
untie your leg, Vivian.
Settle down, chaps.
Got her over an eye and that is why she satisfies my soul.
I got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Okay, Daddy-O, lay the next funky riff on me.
He means, what happens now, Cliff?
The instrumental break.
Great, Cliff! Which instruments do you want us to break? Piano! Violin! Didgeridoo! Rick's head!
Yeah, Neil's head!
And Cliff's head!
No!
Take a look at her hair. It's real!
If you don't believe what I say,
just feel.
Gonna look her up in a sun!
So no big hunk
and steal her away from me.
I still feel the Locking Girls Intox is politically unsound.
It's only a song, Rick.
Well, I feel sorry for the elephant.
Come on, guys.
Got myself a crying,
talking,
sleeping,
walking,
living dog. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a
living dog.
All right, guys, harmonies now.
I'm rubbing iron, that is why she satisfies my soul.
Can I go now?
You tell.
Yes, thanks, Cliff. Bye. Right, kids, if you don't buy this record, then you're an utter.
Can't you just tell? The alcohol's kicking in now again after yesterday's fiascos. Yes, what the heck? 1987, when Douglas Ginsburg admitted he smoked pot as a Harvard law professor, his Supreme Court bid went up in smoke. Spuds McKenzie convinced fellow party animals to buy Bud beer. Mel Gibson and Danny Glover got together for Lethal Weapon. They reunited later in the 80s for a sequel, Lethal Weapon 2. Turning ads into toys got a fresh wrinkle with the Californian raisins. Meryl acts with a voice corroded by rum and consummation in Ironweed. Wall Street crashes, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeting to a record 508 points. And I'm not sure if that's minus 22.6%, or if that's 22.1%, you get the gist anyway, what the heck. President Reagan, Soviet leader Gorbachev met in Washington and signed an unprecedented missile reduction agreement. Televangelist Jim Bakker resigns amid accusations of sexual infidelity. Right, well, it's the only time that you're going to hear it now. The next time you hear this now, it's going to be when I tell you the answers.
I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car.
Somewhat by night, some fly by day, nothing could change.
This lily's all torn from the day it was born, for the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Them say we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Whoa!
Jefferson Starship, and nothing's gonna stop us now on Merseyland Alternative Radio. MAR at rock.com, 07504 464678. That's 07504 464678. www.mar.me.uk. You can find us on Facebook, we're MAR Pirates, and you can tweet us at Merseyland Radio on Twitter. Oh, yes, 1386 kilohertz, that's 217 meters. Or you can find us on 1314 kilohertz, occupying the majority of the medium wave bands up there in the northwest. Oh, yes, 1314 kilohertz, 228 meters on the medium wireless. Oh, yes, indeedy. Right, terrifying events just in. A so-called tragedy on the stock market has occurred on this day, October the 19th, 1987. Did you know that it fell about 508 points? That's almost double the drop that ushered in the Great Depression. The people fear to keep their stocks, but are also afraid to sell them, because the stocks are so low. This event has caused Wall Street to become full of chaos. What else? Evangelist Jim Bakker admits to making payments to cover his sexual infidelity. Iraq missile hits SS Stark in the Persian Gulf and kills 37. What else have we got? Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is re-elected for a third term. Oliver North takes the Fifth Amendment in contra investigation. Dow suffers worst day fall in history. 508 points. We've just done that one. Gary Hart withdraws from presidential race when sexual indiscretions explode. Dow tops 2,700. There we are. Died Fred Astaire, Jackie Gleason, Liberace, Rita Hayworth. Dow dropped one. We've done that one. And 50,000 gather at Graceland on the 10th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. 1988, right after this one, from DePaul.
It was a theme she had on a scheme he had, told in a foreign land, to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command.
Tapao and China in your hand. Oh yes, 1988, Canada's Ben Johnson became the world's fastest steroid user with a time of 9.79 seconds in the 100 meter dash at the Seoul Olympics. Medical waste like syringes washed up on beaches becoming the most shocking concern in the AIDS age. Sequels to Who Framed Roger Rabbit began to multiply like rabbits, led by 1989's Tummy Trouble, or with the shuttering of Playboy's Lansing, Michigan club. The last nine monies in the US went on unemployment. Nintendo video games rose from the discarded cartridges of Atari and Coleco, and Street traveled down under for a far cry in the dark. All right, then. Tiffany, I think we're alone right after this. Then I'll give you the answers to all the radio shows there. Well, it's the quiz.
They don't understand.
That's Tiffany, and I think we're alone now.
I think we're alone now.
1989, Cold Fusion, a way to draw energy from water at room temperature, proved to be wet. Deer ticks were found to transmit Lyme disease. Now even Bambi should be given a wide berth. Spring Spaniel and Millie presented her owners at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a litter of six pups. Batmania began with Michael Keaton as Batman and a star-studded cast, including Kim Basinger and Jack Nicholson. Dynasty ran out of peculiarly weird plots as the era of conspicuous consumption began to wind down. Thank the small mercies for that. Right, you ready? Here's the answers. So easy, really, honestly. Ah, of course, multicolored swamp shop with Noel Edmonds. Doogie Howser.
I'm a fall from a tall building.
You'd be shot if you got that one wrong. Fall Guy. And L.A. Law. Hard one coming up after this. Clapperboard. Not the original theme. Of course, Wars of the Gummidge.
Somewhat by now.
Moonlighting.
Change.
St. Elsa.
Down in the middle of the windows.
Folly Foot.
The lightning tree. This little old town from the day it was born. But the tree was born in a thunderstorm. Grow, grow, the lightning tree. It's never too late for you and me.
And now, from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week.
Might well have helped you a little bit. Wasn't in the actual competition. It's Sail of the Century. Oh, yes. Well, look after our Jackie and our Roger, and I will see you next Saturday.